Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to the NBA Today Christmas Preview, presented by ESPN Bet.
Coming up on NBA Today, LeBron is set to play in his 18th Christmas Day game when he takes on Tatum and the Celtics. Is he going to bring the joy to all of Los Angeles? We have the details for that game. And we're going to preview the rest of the Christmas Day slate. Who will bring the shine on the night where all of the stars are out? And of course, it wouldn't be Christmas unless Santa Perk was also here. Plus, my conversation with Maverick star Luka Doncic ahead of their game against the Suns. Don't miss that exclusive interview in just a couple of minutes. NBA Today starts right now. Why are we wearing these hats, you may ask? Well, because welcome to the NBA Today Christmas special presented by ESPN Bet. Senior writers Zach Lowe, Brian Windhorst, the one and only Kendrick Perkins, who may transform into Santa Perk later in the show. We couldn't tell you whether or not that's going to happen. I'm Malika Andrews. Let's take a look at the 2023 Christmas Day slate, gentlemen. First up, Giannis, Dame, the Bucks. They're in the Garden to take on the New York Knicks at 12 o'clock Eastern on ABC. And then at 2:30, it's a matchup between the last two champs. Steph and the Warriors head to the Mile High City, Denver, to take on Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. That game is going to be on ABC and on ESPN. And then this one, does it feel like the main event? The Celtics, the Lakers, that's at 5 o'clock Eastern. It will be LeBron James' 100th game against Boston. I mean, LeBron, Tatum, sign me up. And then the reigning MVP, Joel Embiid, will try to keep his monster December rolling as the Sixers head to Miami to face off against Jimmy Butler and the Heat. And then you can finish off with a nightcap. Luka, the Mavs, they're in Phoenix to face Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and the Suns. Remember, no Bradley Beal in this one. So, Perk, you got choices here. On Christmas Day, what is the game that you were most excited about, sir?
The matchup that I was once a part of, Boston and Lakers.
Okay.
You got to go with Celtics and Lakers. And when I think about it, I'm looking at Bron, I'm looking at Jason Tatum. You know, you want to see them two go head-to-head. But it's about Anthony Davis and Porzingis for me. Right? Can AD dominate that matchup? Can AD go out there and be the best version of himself? And we already know what Bron is going to do. We know the hate that he has for that organization and how bad he loves to beat the Celtics and spoil their run or spoil whatever they may have going on, the best team in the league. So I'm looking forward to that game. That's going to be must-see TV right there.
All right, what about the Boston side of all this? You have been very hesitant to start to ride the Boston train. Are you convinced?
No.
Okay.
This is why. Look, this doesn't matter. It's a few teams out there, right? The regular season don't matter. Mm-hmm. And that's the Celtics, the Clippers. I mean, you could say, you know, the Nuggets won, Milwaukee. Like, it doesn't matter what they do in the regular season. We know they're going to win games. We know they're going to be one of the best teams in the league record-wise. When it matters the most, I need to see what they bring to the table.
They're a prove-it team in the playoffs for you.
Yeah.
What about you? Which matchup are you keeping an eye on here?
Let me tell you something, Malika. When you've transited through Penn Station on Christmas morning, it just gives you a warm feeling
uh-huh.
to go to Madison Square Garden for that traditional noon game. Actually, the Garden is an awesome place to be on Christmas, and what a great
Penn Station,
way.
Though?
Garden's a great place to be on Christmas, and what a great way to start the day, always with the Knicks. And they get the Bucks, who, this is a star-studded game. We got guys in Milwaukee who are going to be ready for this game. You know that these guys have been looking forward to playing on Christmas. You know that Dame, who has not always been in the primetime situations in his career, gets this primetime moment. You know Giannis is going to want to send a message playing in the Garden. He gets up for this. And the Knicks are down a couple of players and are fighting for respect. And you got Jalen Brunson, who's had terrific last few weeks, you know, cooked the Bucks the last time they played, is going to want to do another number on them again. This is just a very good game that I think has a great chance to come down to the fourth quarter, which is all you can ask for on Christmas afternoon.
I want to dive into that game just a little bit more because, Zach, on NBA Today, we have discussed and Perk has brought up Jalen Brunson, and Jalen Brunson being, you believe, that dude, right, for the New York Knicks, a 1A, meaning he can be the best team on, or best player on a championship team for the New York Knicks. Do you believe that to be true, Zach?
I don't. I don't think I can quite get there on Jalen Brunson as the number one guy on a title team. But it's not necessarily because he's short or not 6'5 or anything like that. It's just because he's not a top 10 player in the NBA. He's not a top 12 player in the NBA. That's not disrespectful. He should be an all-star. He should be in the all-NBA conversation. But it's just hard to win a title without one of those absolute, absolute apex guys, many of whom do happen to be tall, so to speak. But still, so that's a no for me. But I think this is a big stage for Jalen Brunson to come out against a team he's already scored 45 against and announce to the world, I'm an all-star. I may not be the best player on a championship team, according to some people anyway, but I'm an all-star and a star in my own right.
But what's that? Is De'Aaron Fox a 1A to you? Like, do you believe that De'Aaron Fox could be a number one option on a championship team?
I think he's close. I think he's closer. I mean, these debates are always about who's on your team and what the context is and all that. I think De'Aaron Fox's speed gives him maybe a little bit of an edge there, but that's a good comp, Perk. I got to give it to you. It's a good comp.
Oh, I got more receipts, Zach. I got more receipts and I got more comps. But here's the thing, right? We could go down and name a list of players that haven't done a damn thing when it comes to the postseason, right? Joel Embiid, yes, former MVP, won an MVP last season. But when you think about it, he hasn't been past the second round. Is he a number one option? Okay,
yes.
Do you think about Jimmy Butler? All right, Jimmy Butler took a team took the Miami Heat twice to the NBA Finals. So my thing is he a number one option?
Yes.
Is he a 1A? Okay.
Yes.
Jimmy proved everybody, okay, but we didn't believe that at first until Jimmy actually done it, right? Jimmy had to do it in order for us to put him in that, right? Put him in that category. My thing is I see the same potential in Jalen Brunson. Sometimes you need the mixture of players and bodies around you. You also need the coach that's going to lead the way to get you there.
Listen, people have been underestimating Jalen Brunson his whole life.
Yep.
Why, Wendy?
Because,
we're talking about National Player of the Year in college. You know, like, why?
Listen, I'm not crying for him. He's got a $100 million contract. He's playing in New York. He's playing on Christmas Day. Everything's going great for him.
I didn't say we was at a funeral.
But, like, it's bait. Malika, is Jalen Brunson the MVP?
No.
Don't you disrespect him. Perk, is Jalen Brunson the MVP? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's bait to ask to frame it that way. You can say that a player is a great player.
Yeah.
And is proving great, you know, things and can do great things and also believe that they're not going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Both of those things can be said and without being insulting. So, look, but I'll say this. Jalen Brunson has played the Knicks into a great position this year.
Mm-hmm.
They are in a great opportunity to make a statement win, and he's going to keep trying to do it. And guess what? The Knicks are going to keep trying to get some players to help him along. All of that stuff can be true without being offensive.
Right, and that's the beautiful thing about Christmas and Christmas in the NBA is it feels like up until the implementing the in-season tournament, Christmas Day was really that first gut check, litmus test time of the year. Now that comes a little bit earlier in early December when you have the in-season tournament games, although we're still sort of collecting data on how that's going to affect teams and what they're going on to do. This game against the Milwaukee Bucks, it could tell us a lot about who the Bucks are and about who the Knicks are. So those are the games that you two are keeping an eye on. Zach, which one are you watching on Christmas Day?
I feel like it's flying a little under the radar. Give me that Miami-Philadelphia clash. First of all, we got a dude who's averaging 35 points a game. That's ridiculous. Let that sink in. And he's playing against the Miami defense with Bam Adebayo, who loves to get after it. He's going to front Joel Embiid. He's going to try to get around him and to disrupt his shots, knock the ball away, get into his body. The Heat are going to throw zones and double teams and all kinds of crazy stuff at the reigning MVP. And you know, the Miami Heat, since they got Jimmy Butler, remember what team Jimmy Butler was on before he went to Miami? The Philadelphia 76ers. And Miami's been a thorn in Philly's side ever since that moment. knocked them out of the 2022 playoffs. That gave us the immortal Jimmy Butler saying, you picked Tobias Harris over me. I think Miami likes being a thorn in Philly's side. I think Jimmy likes taking it to the Sixers. And I think the Sixers, with Tyrese Maxey and kind of a new era, are really eager to turn the page on Miami. So this is one, it's a juicy one to me. That's a good Christmas dinner game.
Christmas dinner game. Not to mention, we're all still sort of trying to figure out, you can never count out Miami. You can never count out Miami. Okay, this is another one of those games where we say, okay, maybe they can show us a little something here. All right, so those are some of the games that we're watching. But here's the thing, guys. Only three players have scored at least 50 points on Christmas. The last coming 39 years ago, Bernard King, he dropped Christmas Day. This is a record 60 points. Zach, who do you think has the best chance of, I'm going to say, slaying and scoring 50 on Christmas?
It should be Joel Embiid because, again, he's averaging 35 points a game. All he needs is 15 more, and he's at 50. But that Miami defense and Bam Adebayo, they're going to complicate his life. They're going to throw zones at him, help defenses, all that stuff. So I'm going with the big fella in Milwaukee, Giannis Antetokounmpo. If he makes enough of his free throws, he's had a bunch of big free throw games lately, he can get to 50 by the third quarter. So I'm going Giannis.
So you talk all about how great Joel's been, and then you don't think he can do it? Heck yes, he can do it. Did you just see what he did against the number one defense in the league the other day? He dropped 51, no problem. And he's been keying up for this game. He knows that this is coming. And, you know, frankly, I love Bam Adebayo. He's a great player. But, you know, Joel, you know, his size makes such a huge difference. He's killing shots from mid-range. This guy scored 50 a couple times this season already. Got to go with Joel Embiid.
Oh, we got a pair of big men here. What about you, Big Perk?
Yeah, well, it's enough of the big fella talk. I mean, I'm going with a slightly medium fella.
A slightly medium?
Yeah, medium fella. Okay. I'm going with Luka. I'm going with Luka against the Phoenix Suns. I'm telling you right now, no Kyrie Irving. Luka is going to shine like new money. And when I say shine, we already know the beef that him and Devin Booker got. He told you, Malika, on your interview, I respect this game. He never answered your question. That goes to show you he got this circle, and he's going to be lights out. I got Luka.
Give us a little bit more insight, Brian, into this matchup between Devin Booker and Luka Doncic. We're going to hear from Luka a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, well, obviously, we all remember what happened in the playoffs 2 years ago, where they make the big comeback and knock out a team that I thought had a great chance to win the title in the Suns. But then watching the two of them go head-to-head last year in Dallas, Kevin Durant's first game as a Phoenix Sun, the game was already over, and they went right into each other's faces, and they loved it. And I think that they want to get in each other's faces, and I think they're looking for it to get in each other's faces, and I think they'd love to do it on Christmas night.
Well, you know, he has one more feather in his cap for this that's boding well for your pick of Luka to get 50, is that he's got that new dad power, right?
Oh, yeah.
His daughter is only 3 weeks
and he's
old
on the road,
at this point.
Which is always good for a new dad.
Exactly. So he's going to get that full night
dad.
Of sleep. So perhaps it could be the time that we see Luka go for 50 on this one. All right. You said Luka. We're going to hear from Luka in just a little bit. Coming up next here on NBA Today, we have a whole lot to get to in this show, including the elf's not on the shelf anymore. He's on a zip line. My exclusive interview with Luka Doncic. Hear what he has to say about his budding rivalry with Devin Booker. Is that the best individual matchup on Christmas Day? And speaking of individual matchups, Chinee, she previews the star-studded night of LeBron versus Tatum, Jokic versus Steph. Who has the edge in those? Plus, I'm hearing Kendrick, is Santa Park, is he going to be flying in on his sleigh any minute?
I heard he's been making his rounds.
Oh, well, I wonder what's on his Christmas list. Find out next. NBA Today Christmas Special. We'll be back.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Nobody picked us, so it was motivational for us.
Under a minute to go. On goes Johnson. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no.
Dedication. This is blood, sweat. This is how I really made it.
Magic. Wonder Kid. I mean, we're running out of descriptors for Luka Doncic, but how about Picasso? So when I was in Dallas to spend some time with Luka Doncic and I mentioned to his Jason Kidd, his coach, that I was doing so, he suggested that trying to capture Luka, it's like trying to ask Picasso to explain how he paints. And I kind of like cocked my head the way you're probably doing right now at your TV. And he explained, well, Picasso, he has the same paints, the same paper, the same brushes that you or I have access to. And yet what he makes is valuable masterpieces. But what you or I tend to make is just like a paint smattering that your mom might only hang. But Luka with basketball, he is constantly constructing masterpieces. Here's our conversation.
Call your friends because something special is happening once again tonight.
The legend of Luka continuing to be written.
He has got it cooking again.
Luka mania, you know.
You've had success. You've won overseas. You've been around someone like Dirk who knows what it takes. What is the path for this team this year in winning it all?
You always got to believe you're going to win a championship, that you can win it. And I think with me and Kai, obviously two of the top 10 guards in the NBA right now, I think you have a chance no matter what.
Two of the top 10, where do you put yourself?
I don't know. Top 10.
Let's talk a little bit about Christmas Day. What's up with you and Devin Booker?
Devin Booker and Doncic go face to face.
In a different world, you know, if the Suns had taken you number one, you could have been backcourt teammates. What is your relationship now? Do you get along with each other?
It's competitive basketball. I really love his game, the way he plays. A lot of times I watch the Phoenix, actually, you know, because of him. He's a really, really great player. But obviously we have this competition whenever we face each other.
I'm obviously asking because in one of your meetings last year, you and Book, you had that exchange, and then afterward you said you guys don't want to watch friendly. There you go, we have smoke. So do we get to see more of that?
I mean, I don't know, we'll see. But like I said, you know, actually I respect him a lot. Like I said, I love his game. I love the pace of his game. He now has a new role as point guard, so I think he's been doing really good.
4 seconds, desperation.
Since it's the holiday time, if we're making holiday wishes here, current or former, if there's any player that you could play with, who would that be?
Dirk.
And you have your wish come true.
He can't move no more. He can shoot it still, so.
Mark Cuban said after last year that he believes that you want to play your whole career in Dallas, but for a superstar like you, the team, the organization, the franchise has to earn it. Where you sit now in the pieces that they've made, the moves that they've made, have they earned it?
Yeah, I mean, I always say I'm happy in Dallas, really. They make me feel like home here. I was always happy here since the day I arrived here. You know, obviously the championship's not there yet, but like I said, hopefully one day I can win here.
So here's the deal. Booker has won 9 of 11 head-to-head meetings against Doncic in the regular season, but Luka's Mavs, of course, came back from a 2-0 deficit, or an 0-2 deficit, rather, to take down Booker's top-seeded Suns back in the 2022 West semis. So this is going to be a good one, is basically what I'm saying. Luka versus D-Book is just one of the individual matchups that I'm so excited to watch on Christmas Day here, Perk. But do you think that they are circling this battle in Monday's slate?
Hell yeah. And first of all, great interview, by the way. Second of all... More, and more. And I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about beef. I'm talking about this beef right here in between the lines. We need more of this around the league. I'm looking forward to watching Devin Booker and Luka go at it. We'll talk about two of the bright young rising superstars in the game today. I don't want to see jersey swaps. I don't want to see family photos. Can you take a picture with my kid, or can you take a picture with my mom? I don't want to see none of that. I want to see this, and this is great for the game of basketball, this competitive nature.
Yeah, Luka may have said nice things about Booker to you.
He didn't say, when I said, do you guys get along and like each other, he went to respect his game.
He didn't say yes.
He didn't say yes. That is two different things.
And that's the thing. I was at that game last year. We just saw those highlights up.
Yeah.
And it was very intense. And Luka is merciless on the court.
Yeah.
Merciless. He doesn't care. He may say nice things about you off the court. He wants to kill you on it. And Booker's the same way. Booker is old school, Perk. Maybe one of the oldest school guys we have in the league right now. But the reason this game is really interesting is that their stars are kind of out. You have Beal not playing in this game.
Yep.
And you're probably not going to have Kyrie in this game. So both of them are going to have to, you know, score. And Derek Lively is, we're not sure he's going to be there for Dallas. So
it's
really
huge for them.
Luka's probably got to go in this game thinking, I got to score 45 to win. And Booker's like, if Luka's trying to score 45, I'm trying to score 50.
Right. So if this is the individual matchup that you two have circled, do you have the same one circled, Zach, or is it something else?
Yeah, we all know this matchup. I like this matchup. I wish they would get into the Christmas spirit a little bit more. Perk, you're like the Grinch over there wanting these guys to not get along. I want to watch earlier in the day, Jalen Brunson, Damian Lillard. They may not guard each other directly all that much, but this is an awesome matchup, and this is Jalen Brunson's chance on a big national stage to say, hey, I'm an all-star. I'm an all-NBA guy. And earlier in this season, he hung 45 on a Bucks team that if they have one Achilles heel, it's their perimeter defense. But they're starting to play better on both ends of the floor. They're trending upward. And Damian Lillard is finding his footing in Milwaukee, too. So this is a fun one for me.
Zach, what are you actually saying about Jalen Brunson? Because it sounds like to me,
First
Street Baptist Church, you preaching the gospel. My grandma used to start fanning herself when she started catching the Holy Ghost. What are you saying about Jalen Brunson right now? Please.
You're trying to ask if you think that he's 1A on a championship team like you believe Jalen Brunson is?
I'm just asking.
Okay. Zach, I'm going to let you marinate on that one in the break. Still to come on our show, LeBron, Dancer, Dasher, Prancer, and Vixen. I mean, LeBron has had some incredible Christmas moments, but he will be doing something this Christmas Day that he has never done before. There are not many of those. Find out what that is next. Plus, speaking of the Lakers, they will have a chance against one of the best teams in the league. Perk, are you ready to believe in Boston yet? Come on, Christmas spirit, do you believe?
I might.
And Brian, did you know that there have been 75 years of Christmas Day games, and we have the best plays ever from the NBA's best day of games?
From the 40s?
NBA Today, it's grainy footage. Oh. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Always a sense of pride, and it's super fun.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy.
Wade finds James! Grab that and put it under your Christmas tree.
I think it's great for our fans, you know, to be able to have games on Christmas.
LeBron James in year 20, looking like a rookie.
You know, it's Christmas. We got a lot of fans watching our beautiful sport, and I'm just trying to do my part and show them a little bit of my Christmas spirit.
To be a part of my fair share of NBA games is just something I'll never forget.
LeBron has scored 460 points on Christmas, which is not only the most points on the holiday, but it's also the most points by any player on a single date in NBA history. But Shanae, why is this matchup so special?
On Christmas Day, we are gifted with a matchup of the greatest rivalry in NBA history, the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Boston Celtics. So let me talk nerdy to you as we go through the different eras of greatness through their superstars, starting with Magic Johnson, who had the edge head-to-head versus Larry Bird. And the Lakers won two titles to the Celtics, one when facing each other. Now, fast forward to Kobe and Paul Pierce. They each won a championship against each other, and Bryant went 20-16 against Pierce overall when they were playing for these storied franchises. And here we are today, LeBron James facing Jason Tatum on Christmas Day, and I'll show you exactly what this matchup looks like. LeBron James has a, 40-pound edge on Jason Tatum, so what does he do? He plays bully ball. He takes on not one, two, three, four, the entire Celtic squad and is able to finish at the rim. That's the stuff we're still seeing in his 21st season. But Tatum's got the edge with his finesse right here. I mean, watch the ball handling. Watch the move, the turnaround, blind shot, middle range, fade away. That's beautiful with the arc. Tatum's got some things in his bag too. And you know what's crazy? In their last three matchups, LeBron and JT are averaging over 34 points a game. Their chapter in this rivalry is still being written.
Shanae, thank you. Christmas, it's going to be LeBron's 100th career matchup against the Celtics. That includes the playoffs. That's his most games against any single opponent. And you know what they say. Familiarity, it breeds contempt, right? And Perk, you played with LeBron.
There's contempt.
You played against LeBron. I want to hear from both of you, but Perk, start us off. What are his feelings towards the Celtics?
Oh. Well,
contempt?
It's not just the Celtics, okay? It's not just the Celtics. It's the whole fan base, okay? Look, the fan base of Boston, they hate LeBron and LeBron hate them. And look, it started way back since 2003. It didn't just start with the KG, Ray, and Paul era. It started in Columbus, Ohio.
Got that right,
Paul. During the preseason game, when him and Paul Pierce got into it, and Paul Pierce spit a loogie over there at the bench towards LeBron.
Closest
and
it to was have about to a be, real fight he's
And it
ever
was
been.
About to be furniture moving in the back, okay? And then when the KG era came about, we know all the battles that was at stake. But I'm telling you this, LeBron James hate Boston so much, and I don't know if he still do it, but when I was playing with the Cavs, when we would go there for the postseason or a regular season game, he would not leave his room. And LeBron is a big guy that loves to go out, have dinners with the team, his teammates, and camaraderie. He would not – hey, Bron, what we eating tonight? Man, I'm in the room. Mm. That's how much he hates the city of Boston and the Boston Celtics.
Okay, let's talk about a little history. I can't believe it's been 100 meetings, and then I can't. I believe it's 100 meetings. I have been there for some incredible moments in Boston, especially in Boston. Some of them have been in Boston.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take you through my five greatest, most memorable LeBron Celtics moments. And we got to start. Not all of them are wins. We got to start with a big loss. 2010, his last game as a Cav, first time around Perk. By the way, people thought he, didn't play hard in this game. He had 27, 19, and 10, but the Celtics were just better. Upset the number one overall seed Cavs. He walks off the floor, takes off his jersey. That's it. He eventually moves on and goes to Miami. And, that was a huge defeating loss for him, crushing. All right, next year, though, he comes back as a member of the Heat and finally gets a win over Miami. 2018, Game 7. This is one of the underrated wins in LeBron's career. Game 7 on the road with a team that's put down. He had two games.
Show me.
Wins.
There I go. Well, somewhere around there.
One of the great moments, underrated moments of his career. Okay. Now, 2008, Perk, I know you were here for this. This is one of the most underrated games of the last 20 years. Ooh. Game 7 against the number one seed Celtics. LeBron, 45. Pierce, 41. This jump ball comes down to the end. This is a game that the Cavs wanted so bad. They thought they were going to upset this. LeBron was in tears after this game, Perk. You guys sent him to tears. All right, the next year, though, he goes back now with a new team and defeats the Celtics in five. Falls to his knee after the final buzzer in Miami in Game 5. And again, he's crying, this time out of joy. And he explains after this game, this is why I had to come to Miami, because I had to beat the Celtics who kept beating me, and I got to send Perk off to Cancun.
I was actually gone.
All right, number one.
You know, number one.
The most important moment of his career. Maybe not the greatest moment, You want to talk about daddy ball, Mr. Perkins. 45 to 2012, game six, facing elimination. Again, road elimination game in Boston under the banners. Sends the Celtics back, just like he did several other times. Took game seven a few weeks later. Takes his first title. An iconic game in his career. An iconic game in NBA history.
Those have been the matchups over the years that have set the table for what we're going to see this Christmas in the 100th matchup. And all of those, I mean, were incredible. And now LeBron somehow is facing another iteration of the Celtics with brand new stars, a Celtics team that has been dominant in the East all season. Zach, do you think the Celtics are the best team in the NBA so far this year and how they're going to fare on Christmas?
No. You can't hype me up with the LeBron highlight wheel and not let me talk about it. Wendy, that game in 2012, I think it's the second greatest game of LeBron's career. Game one of the 2018 finals in Golden State is the best game I've ever seen.
No, he already had
four
titles.
But the stakes in that game.
He already had four titles. It didn't matter what happened in that game. But he was, his legacy was on the line. Bosch was going to get traded. Who knows what happened? No.
Let me finish. I don't disagree with you. I think it's the best games ever played, but that game is the most important game of his career and maybe the greatest when you consider the stakes. Number two, when these two teams play on Christmas, if they don't wear green and yellow, the NBA should find them or find themselves because it looks so good, that green against that yellow
in Los Angeles.
It's great. It looks so good. So good. It looks so good. I'm putting this back on. Number three. Yes, to your question, the Celtics have been the best team in the NBA so far. They have the best record, tied with Minnesota, second best net rating. Their last two losses have been a little wobbly, but Porzingis didn't play in those games. Maybe that raises alarm bells for you that they're that dependent on his presence, but I do think they're the best team. I think this is the best team of the Tatum-Brown era.
Zach, are better than your Nuggets that you have to constantly remind the world of?
You asked me who's the best team in the NBA so far this season. The Celtics have been better than Denver so far this season. If we get a Boston-Denver finals, then I'll have to think real hard about who I think is better head-to-head so far this season. And Denver, what are they? They're just coasting, man. They won the title. Jokic is partying in Serbia. They're in just like, let's get to the playoffs, and then they're punching everybody in the face.
As long as that evaluation that you make if and when they face each other is in that hat, I will be thrilled. An NBA Today
it's
Christmas
earmuffs.
Special.
It's earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Oh, earmuffs. Well, it wouldn't be complete without Zach's earmuffs and without Santa Perk, who is coming to town. See what's on his hoops Christmas list this year when we come back. You're not going to want to miss this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Christmas Preview. Presented by ESPN Bet.
Christmas Day game is always a sense of pride.
Biggest stage, honor to be a part of.
You know, so many people are watching, you want to be at your best.
Luka Magic! Look out! Oh, a Christmas Day gift! Oh! Come on, throws it down!
Oh, yeah!
Curry along three.
That's good!
Tatum puts up a three.
Bam! To the NBA, I appreciate
appreciate y'all allowing me to play on Christmas once again. Love, love, love.
It's the most wonderful time of the NBA calendar year. I'll work on that, but something like that. Maybe I'll get Whitney vocals under the tree next year. But for now, I mean, I can't believe it. We are knocking on the door of the best time of the NBA calendar. What's that?
Did you miss me? Hell yeah, you did. Look, Merry Christmas. Malika, you just said it's the most wonderful time of the year.
I did.
You know why?
Why?
Because you get to mix the NBA with Christmas. Ooh. And a big sprinkle of Kendrick Perkins. Santa Perkins there. Okay, so I'm in the season of giving. And
okay.
Again, Malika, this is not your list.
No, never.
This is not Wendy's list.
Okay.
This is not Kendrick Perkins' list.
It's not?
This is Santa Perk's list.
Okay.
Because I'm giving out presents today.
Okay,
and we're going to switch it up.
Going to find out?
You know, it's usually Bam and all that. We're mm-hmm. keeping the energy and the spirit and the holiday spirit. So okay. Here we go at number five. Merry Christmas.
That was
Monty Williams, the Detroit Pistons. I'm gifting you with a cooling seat. Because your behind is on fire. And yes, you're on the hot seat right now. Losing 25 games in a row with that young talent. If the Orlando Magic, with the talent that they have, far as the youth can win games, damn it, Monty, you can too. They paid you $78 million. So I know your behind is on fire. I'm gifting you with a cooling seat. Malika, I need you.
Got you. Ready?
Bring the energy.
Merry Christmas!
I like it. Ahoy! And I'm not talking about the Wizard of Oz. I'm talking about Big Bird. I'm blessing the Phoenix Suns with heart. They don't have it right now. If you watch teams, the narrative is out there that the Phoenix Suns are soft. They don't play with pride. They're losing games. No physicality whatsoever. So Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Frank Vogel from Santa Perk, I'm gifting you a heart this season. At number three, Merry Christmas, the 76ers. Y'all right there in the thick of things. When it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics, they got the slight edge over you guys. So guess what? I feel like y'all need a third option. You know who that third option is? Pascal Siakam.
Whoa.
Pascal Siakam. He will take y'all over the top. He's a proven winner. He's been on the big stage. He knows how to deliver in great fashion. And number two, I need you again, Malika.
Okay.
Behind the back down.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's the energy right there. Zion, your next 3 years not guaranteed, my guy. You've been injured. You want to know why? Because you're overweight. So guess what Santa Perk is gifting you? The same thing I gifted myself. A nutritionist. We're going to get you right, big fella. We're going to get you right because we know one thing. Get your eating habits under control, your game is going to go to another level. At number one, I'm not singing. I'm not saying Merry Christmas. I got to end it off right. Bam! Put it up there. The Los Angeles Lakers. I said it before and I'm going to say it again. Damn it, y'all need a third star. Bron and AD is not enough. They have people out there, they have rumors circulating that y'all possibly could be looking in the Bulls' direction. I don't know, but y'all need help, okay? Bron and AD is not enough not to compete in the Western Conference. So again, Malika, I'm in the season of giving. I'm in a joyful spirit right now, and this is Santa Perk's Christmas list.
He made a list. He's checked it twice. He found out who's naughty and nice. Here is Santa Perk's 2023 list. Santa Perk, thank you so much. I know you have joy to spread, cheer to give around, places to be, so we'll let you get going here. Oh man, Santa Perk is the best. But how about Steph Curry? He continues to redefine what's possible on the court this season. But will he be the gift that keeps on giving for Golden State when they take on the reigning champs? We're talking Steph versus Jokic. Don't go anywhere. You're watching NBA Today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Drink this in with your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. That's the number one play of Christmas Day.
Man, Aaron Gordon had the highlight from last year's Christmas slate, but it was Nikola Jokic with the day's best stat line. Look at that perk. 41 points, 15 rebounds, 15 assists. The most points in a Christmas triple-double in NBA history. And now we get to see Curry versus Jokic here. Two of the most electrifying talents in the NBA. Why am I doing this chicken wing? I'm adjusting my volume. this is going to be fun because in their last eight matchups, four of those games, they were decided by a single possession. So, Pork, I ask you this. With Steph at the helm, is it going to be a Christmas miracle that the Warriors, undermanned, are going to be able to defeat the defending champion Nuggets?
Oh, yeah, Malika. Yeah, Steph and the Asian Chris Paul with the two young fellas in Kuminga and the kid Jackson Davis and the inconsistent Klay go actually. Yeah, they go in there and beat Denver. Y'all must be crazy. Hell no. Matter of fact, Zach, you go like this. We got a better chance of having breakfast with Barack Obama and Oprah in the morning. Look, Zach, hey, look, the Denver Nuggets going to beat them and they going to spank them good. They going to get them good on Christmas Day. Listen, they just don't have enough, man. I understand Steph and what he did to the Boston Celtics. But when you go down there to Colorado and that altitude get a hold to you, and Denver being one of the best home teams, having one of the best home records in the NBA for the past two seasons, you could say lights out.
Perk is making a good case. You know, it's in Denver. No Draymond Green, and Draymond Green's one of the only guys who gives Jokic any kind of problems. It's one of my favorite matchups in the whole league. We don't get to see it. But Perk, no chance. What did you say? We have a better chance of doing what now? Chance? That's disrespectful. Disrespectful to the Golden State Warriors, disrespectful to Stephen Curry, disrespectful to a revived Klay Thompson, and you didn't even want to say his name because you're afraid to mess it up, Brandon Podziemski. The Warriors have been resurgent without Draymond, resourceful. They're scoring the hell out of it. All of a sudden, the turnovers have stopped, and Denver doesn't get to the free throw line hardly at all. So maybe the Warriors could actually stop fouling for one game and give themselves a chance. And that's all I'm saying, Perk, is give us a chance on Christmas. That's all. Do I think they're going to win? No, I don't. I think Denver is going to win, but no chance.
Well, let's say that.
After all that, God, Zach. One of the spoils of winning the championship, courtesy of LeBron badgering Adam Silver about it, is that the champions get to stay home for Christmas. And boy, is that a good gift, because when you stay home for Christmas, everything goes better. And what are the Nuggets? We just talked about it earlier in the show. They're big, bad boys. And the Warriors play small, and they've been playing smaller since Draymond's been out. And yeah, the big bad boys are going to drop coal in the stocking of the four-time champs.
Watch out for those big bad boys. I don't know about you, but Christmas, it seemed like it maybe came early, though, for Nikola Jokic. We didn't even need to wait for his matchup with Steph Curry, because Jokic, he went to the historic harness racing track out in Yonkers. Soak in some horse racing.
I think that's called trotters. I think those are called
trotters. Mm. Horses, a shared passion of Nikola Jokic and mine. I hope he was able to enjoy that.
What do you make of that coat that Jokic is wearing?
You know what? Jokic pulled off a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm just mad I can't do it.
Well, we can certainly get you some stuff to try if you would like to. Still to come, no, we are not going horse racing. Silent nights, though, they are never a thing in the NBA, especially on Christmas. So see who made our list of the top jaw-dropping Christmas Day plays of all time. That's coming up next. Perk, you think you're in there? Mm. Oh, hey. Hey. All right, Santa. We see you, Santa. Go, Santa.
Is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
What's your favorite part of Christmas, Perk?
Eating.
All right. Well, Eaton's pretty good. We're going to be together on Christmas watching all five NBA games. So we have a very special edition of Top of the Top just to relive some of the best Christmas Day moments. We could be adding to that after this year. So first category, Top Mamba moments. Kobe Bryant needed his own category because we start with the poster that he put on Jaren Jackson Sr. This is back in 1999.
This is back before he was senior. He was just Jaren Jackson.
Right.
Oh, man. He might have been senior after this play, though. And then we're going to fast forward here. Oh, yes. This is 2008. Drive. Slam.
Isn't it amazing that we get the number 8 and the number 24 coat?
Zach wouldn't have liked it because they weren't wearing their gold jerseys.
Right.
Well, then we have top above the rim. Of course, Michael Jordan in, what was this, 86? Jordan.
Oh! I only saw highlights of these because I was 2.
You know when the time's coming out, that means trouble. And then, oh, David Robinson on the Clippers in 92.
With a bruised hand.
This one, though, I still cannot believe this didn't win Upper Room. Oh, Aaron Gordon, this poster last season.
And that was a crucial point in the game right there, too. I remember that game.
I hope we call these posters. I hope he actually made that into
got
one.
So many of them.
Top below the rim here. This is Tracy McGrady. Oh, a little finger roll.
Went over to overtime.
In the moment, was everyone just like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to need to see that one more time.
Arena, RIP.
360 from John Wall?
That was his signature move, though. 360 lay.
360, and that was beautiful. And then, of course, Jamal Crawford.
Oh.
Shake and bake.
Andre Miller trying to play D.
All right. Top oop. This is our last category. Both of these. LeBron James.
I was at this game too, Perk.
I love the stare down after that one. Clearly it's time for my Christmas break too.
Nick Young got shoved right out of the way.
Woo! Slow-mo action. So that's Christmas Day of the past. It's time now for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. So we're going to start with the first game of Christmas Day. Brian, who you got, the Knicks or the Bucks?
Well, the Knicks are going to be without two centers, and Giannis is going to be in the building.
Yes.
Scoring in the paint. So I respect the Knicks, but I like Giannis and the Bucks in this one.
Perk?
I'm actually going with the Knicks.
Oh.
I'm going with Jalen Brunson. They're playing at home. It's going to be fired up in the Garden. And again, the Bucks still haven't made me a believer yet.
Zach?
Look, let's go a little bolder than Bucks, Knicks. It's Christmas. Let's have some fun.
Mm.
Everyone's down on the Lakers. They've lost 4 games in a row. They're hosting the team with the best record in the NBA. Everyone's going to be healthy. Something tells me the Lakers are going to come out angry. LeBron's going to come out ready for a big game, national stage. Just pretend it's the in-season tournament. Just, I don't know, do the lighting or something with just like the in-season tournament. I'm smelling a Lakers upset on Christmas. Happy holidays.
A Lakers upset on Christmas. All right, that's what Zach's smelling. Perk, what are you smelling in the Mavs and the Suns?
You know what? I actually got the Mavs. I believe Luka got their number. You know, I made a joke about Luka, you know, and what he do to the Clippers. He do the same thing to the Phoenix Suns. And he's going to take it personal. And it's tension. It's beef. No Kyrie Irving probably, right?
That's what's most likely here.
Yeah, it's going to be on. Luka Magic go do his thing. I got the math.
What about you, Brian?
Well, the Suns are at home, and they have Durant and Booker. I think they might get this one at home. But I'm looking forward to Luka and Booker going back and forth down the stretch of the game. That's what I want Christmas night.
I just need to circle back here. You're picking the Lakers against the Celtics in Crypto.com Arena on Christmas Day. Gentlemen, are you riding with what Zach is smelling?
Absolutely not. That odor stinks, whatever he's smelling. I'm going with the C's. I'm going with Derek White and the Boston Celtics.
Look, are the Celtics making threes or not? Are they making threes or not, Zach? If they're not making threes, maybe the Lakers can win, but they're probably going to make it.
I don't know. I can't predict the future.
Well,
I'm just saying the Lakers
are
going
to win.
You made a pick. You predicted the future.
Hit the ESPN Bet app and get started. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets once they place their first sports bet with ESPN Bet. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. Our very last NBA Today of 2023. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your holiday with us, and we will see you in 2024.